ready for takeoff.
We are cleared for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to take flight in your community and in your life. This is Audio Airstrike.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Another edition of Audio Airstrike. I'm Everett Hall McNeil, and with me once again, this is Neil Carter, who is a reoccurring guest and friend of the show. What's up, man?
What's up,
good
man?
Good to see you again.
Always, always.
So, it's been brought to my attention, and I have extreme concern over it, but I want to have this conversation because I have been thinking about this over in my brain, and we're going to talk about it, and the conversation that we're going to have today is dating from a man's perspective.
Whew.
I'm going to unpack a lot of stuff. And this is not, I'm not doing this to women bash. I'm not doing this to,
never.
I'm not doing this to say all women are doing this, but I do have to speak up and bring some concern, because if this keeps going how it's going, where it's nothing but a lack of accountability and blame game, we are never going to get to the proper structure and the proper love that needs to take place. We're just not going to get there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a constant struggle. And a lot of concerns that I have, and the issue that I'm having, one, is the lack of accountability. Two, it is the lack of genuineness. And three, some of y'all are over-obsessed with what you see on social media. Some of you lack the sense of what accountability is, and I want to start there. The lack of accountability that I have seen when it comes to people in dating, you guys have to take time to know what you want, understand what you want, and the why you want it. If you're looking for certain things in a partner, I hate to break it to y'all, the physical attraction, does it get you in the game? Yes. But it doesn't keep you there.
It's true.
It doesn't keep you there. And I have seen plenty of good-looking women. But the second that a side of their personality comes up that necessarily that dude don't like, the last thing they're talking about is what their physical features look like.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reality of the situation.
And that's because that's an easy pass these days. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things that we're witnessing today in society is that I think everybody wants love. Because the way that we were created, we can't live without it. We can try to. We can try to guard our hearts and block our hearts, but we forget that, like the Bible says, everything flows from our hearts. And so we need love. The same love that we try to block people out, or try to block out, you know, relationships, or I don't want to get too emotional. I don't want to get too close to people because I may hurt. But that's the same heart that needs love to flow to and from it. And so I just want to say we can't live without it.
Right.
So I just want to say that we all want love. No matter how you want to express that, we all need and want love. But I think that what is happening today is that so many people is getting so caught up in, like you said, the physical. And then we realize that it's so far beyond that. Sometimes it can, you can get into a relationship and realize that, wow, I really like the way this person look. I like the way all the things about them, all their features and all those things. But then once you really, really get to know them, it's a game changer. And what I'm seeing now in men, because we're talking about men's position in that, is like men are like they're at a place now where looking good is not enough. Like you can, like, I hate to say it this way, but to some men, not all, but you can look good. And I'll look at you and just say to myself, wow, she'd be good to like lay down with, but I don't know that I'll wife her. Disgusting way to think of a woman. Just let me put that out there. Because I believe that we ought to see women with love and respect and with dignity and all of those things. However, we can't deny where we are in society today. And I think that so many men are now saying to themselves, I'd much rather be single than to be with a gorgeous woman, yet her personality, her character, all of these things don't add up to what people may see physically.
And I also want to put this out there, right? So, men, the issue that a lot of us are having is we deal with a lot of stuff outside. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves together when we go out. We are tested based on what we can provide, what we can produce, what we can bring to the table from a material perspective. The first question usually, and it comes up when some women, not all, some women have a conversation about a dude that their friend met. One of the questions is, what does he do? What is his personality like? Not what his, where is he at spiritually?
Yeah.
Those questions normally don't come up because the reason why we are valued at what we can provide. The issue with that is everybody's looking at that, but they're not looking at the heart of the man.
Yeah.
So now what ends up happening is that you make a judgment call based on what that dude looks like and what he can provide rather than who is he on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen so many people get stuff screwed up because on one hand, they're saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're doing this.
Yeah.
You want a good person. You want a good man. Cool. That sounds good on paper. Then I turn around and you dating somebody that's got an edge to them. They don't really have all their stuff together. And you ain't even giving the good brother that may not look as good as him, not even giving him time of day.
Yeah.
This is some stuff that we notice. So men are noticing that and going, I'm genuinely concerned because it's like no matter what I do, if I don't fit a certain look, a certain way that somebody saw, so that some girl or whatever saw on social media, I can't. You comparing me to an algorithm.
I don't fit the criteria.
You comparing me to a look that I can't just. I have to do plastic surgery to get that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like it's one of those situations where these crazy expectations.
Yeah.
You want to like, and here's another thing. And I'm not, once again, I'm not women bashing. Men are sick and tired of, we already got the world beating us down when we leave and go take care of what, wherever we're doing and providing. The last thing I need is to come to my safe space where I should feel welcome to feel at home. And then I have a person that is supposed to be my person beating me up within my own home. So now I'm forced to suppress.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to, now I'm forced to show you a whole nother side of myself.
Yeah.
Which is basically a downgraded, reduced, recluse type of, like, I can't even open up to you now because you just threw a whole lot of stuff in my face that I didn't ask for you to throw in my face. We should be supported not just for what we provide, but also what we are needing spiritually and mentally.
Mm.
We mentally get wore out day in, day out, year in, year out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I hate to break it to y'all, but sometimes it's almost like men feel like nobody cares unless we're providing something.
Yeah.
If I've said this plenty of times, and this is more of a friendship thing. If I wasn't a filmmaker, if I wasn't a podcaster, would half these people be my friend? Mm. Would half these people be interested in me? Well, if I wasn't those two things, and all I had to provide you was my personality, the essence of who I was in a person, if I couldn't provide videos for y'all, if I couldn't provide content where I'm sitting over here on a podcast talking, and it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of men asking those questions.
Yeah.
What am I more than just the provider?
Yeah. And I think for men, to go back to like what you said, as far as not even wanting to go home sometimes, right? For some men, like not some men, just for every man, our form of love from a woman is respect, right? We have to fight for respect out in the world every day. We don't expect people out in the world to just respect us. But when a man takes a woman as his wife, it's sealed. yes, he still has to, you know, provide and do all these things, right? But it's sealed. A woman wouldn't say to her man, would you love me if I don't cook, right? He's going to love her whether she cooks or not. Maybe, and whether that's something that he wants from her or requires from her, he's going to love her whether she cooks or not.
Right.
But a man should never feel like he's loved based on what he can provide. He's respected based on what he can provide. He got to sit in the driveway of his home because if he go inside, there's going to be an argument or he's not going to feel at peace, right? And so our form of love comes, you know, through respect. And I think that while we have to fight for so much out in the world, especially, I'm just going to put it out there, if you're a black man, it's 10 times harder. And you got to fight for respect in the world. You got to fight for respect from your boss and your coworkers and, you know, the police officer and whoever you encounter. You should never, ever have to feel like you got to fight for that at home. Like you should, your home should be the most peaceful place that you can walk into and feel like I don't have to fight for respect here because my kids love me. My wife adores me. My wife is going to respect me regardless of where I'm at today, what I can provide today, whether I'm the best husband today or the worst husband today. She's going to love me and respect me because that's my wife. I took this woman as my wife I've asked this woman to become my wife, to do life with me, and she's going to love me and respect me regardless of whether I'm having a good day or bad day. So a man should never have to get to that point where he sit outside in the driveway, because if he go inside, he's going to be arguing with his wife. That's not healthy, and he should be respected regardless of what he can provide.
Right.
I think that's like a woman should be loved and nurtured and cared for despite what she can provide to a man. We all want love and respect. And I think that it takes for us to look beyond ourselves and try to figure out how can I serve my partner versus just take, you know,
because that wears people out. And I will say this about dating just in general, man, like dating is it's a very murky journey, especially now. And I'm not saying that to be doom and gloom. I'm just saying it what it is.
Yeah. They say the dating pool has pee in it. That's how they say it.
Always. And I'm going to be honest. The issues that people deal with, instead of that issue was that, this is a totally new situation. You now pollute trauma, the issues from a past relationship, and put it into this supposed new one. So what you think gonna happen when you pollute and keep on polluting into a totally clean situation, a clean slate? You making this new man pay for mistakes that the ex did. That's not cool. I'm not women bashing, but this is something that I've seen a lot. And I know some ladies that are concerned about the same thing.
Yeah,
I could bring females in here that have watched another female do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's concerning to me. That man, a good man, is not going to ask for you to bring that trauma over.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not ready, be honest with yourself. Don't jump into something thinking that that's going to take the pain away. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sooner or later, any unresolved issue is going to spring up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, and two, I'm just going to go out and say this. When a man finds a woman, and I always say this, a man knows when a woman hit that spot in his heart, because it's rare. It doesn't happen often. But when a woman can hit that spot in a man's heart that just makes this man, you know, love her, in such a way, right? That he just cared for her. He, you know, he just see this woman as such a beauty, right? He adores her because she hit a spot in his heart that no one was ever able to hit. And let me tell you why I think what you're saying is important. Men don't go into a relationship and make a woman pay for what the past woman did. And if so, that's a very small community. That's not major. Coming from a man. And the reason I'm saying a man knows when a woman hit that spot, because if when a man knows that, he know that it's different from what he knows that it's different from every other woman.
Yeah.
When a woman hit that spot in a man's heart, that man knows like, wow, this is how a woman's supposed to love a man. And he's not going to make her pay for that, because he's going to say to himself, I didn't know what this felt like. This is totally new to me. This is different.
Right.
You know, where sometimes I think a woman, sometimes she wears her emotions because, as we know, that women are a lot more emotional than men. However, I think women, they get into one relationship thinking that relationship is sometimes, not all the time, it's not all women, but sometimes they get into a new relationship to heal the last one. And it's like, you can't get into one to heal the other. I know men who would go completely black for a while. You wouldn't hear of him. He wouldn't date. You wouldn't see him. He'd get his stuff together. He'd try to heal because he know that I can't just keep jumping, right? And it's only until men get to that place where they mature and they realize that, you know, I can't be out here just doing stupid stuff, you know, being an immature man, right? And he kind of blacks out and he trying to get himself together before going back out into the dating world, whereas sometimes women, because they need that physical touch, they need that man, a love and that protection and that care that can only come from a man. Mm. When they need that, sometimes it pushes them to jump into another relationship and they hadn't healed from the past relationship.
Yeah.
And that's not me bashing women, but I want to just say, let me hold the men accountable. And look, if you know you're not going to love the woman and you're not going to take care of the woman, then get out of the way. Let her heal. Let her, you know, don't be another man stamped on a woman's heart that hurt her and drug her, drug her through the mud or whatever. But what I am saying is that women can't jump in one relationship and ask that man, that new guy, to clean up what the past guy did. It's unfair. You just can't do it, because now that guy, he can't be himself and just love you the way that he needs to love you and see you the way that he needs to see you and try to be there for you and nurture you the way he wants to, which should come naturally. But now he's like, wow, I got to clean up his mess. And in order for me to get to that part in your life where I want to be, I got to clean out what he did. I got to move aside all the damage that this man did so that I can now step in and be that man that I need to be, when that's not his place. That's not his place. He didn't do that damage. So that's not his place to have to clean up what the past man did.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And it's very key. And I need both sides of the spectrum to understand this. Men, in a lot of situations, we are adjustable to a point. If the situations make sense, I know men that will date a woman that has one kid, two kids.
Yeah.
If the situation is right.
Yeah.
But the situation and the communication, and also just being transparent and being like, this is how I feel. Is this something that you want? If not, cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be a communication. Anytime, like I'll give you a perfect example. I have been on dates when woman is saying one thing, but it's an underlying meaning about this. Mm-hmm. Or I'll take a hard stance and be like, hey, this is a boundary for me because I'm trying to get to know you at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I put that boundary up, and it's not a boundary of, oh, like I don't want you doing this, it's a boundary up of, hey, like I'm trying to get to know you for you, not just what you're physically providing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when it's a no, I hear ghost, something bad happens, now you coming back to me.
Mm. Yeah.
So now I'm sitting in the back of my brain, I'm saying from a commitment standpoint, is that what you're going to do when it's a full-blown relationship? Is that, like, when I say no, this is, like, I'm trying to get to know you for you in this way.
Yeah.
And because you're not getting what you want in that moment, is it going to be a situation of, oh, he's not giving it to me, I'm just going to, you know, go ghost and do whatever I want to do. Like, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with you having boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes when a man start, you know, having boundaries and speaking on those boundaries is oftentimes seen as control, or seen as, you know, you just want to be controlling or insecure. You know, not, don't want to be insecure, but you're being insecure. They call it insecurity in a man. And it's like, no, why can't I have boundaries as you have boundaries?
Right.
A woman can have boundaries sometimes and she can be applauded for those boundaries.
Right.
But when a man has boundaries, it's seen as like, you know, controlling or insecurities that the man has or whatnot. That's like, for instance, let's just speak on this. A woman can say that I want you to be able to provide for me. A man would say, absolutely, that's my position. But a man would say to a woman, I don't want you going to the club wearing, you know, something that's showing, you know, your body,
mm-hmm.
your skin, all, you know, that doesn't need to be out, right? That's only for my eyes only, right?
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are seen differently.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are seen differently. And it's like, if other men can, like, here's my boundary. If other men can see that and enjoy looking at you half naked, it's not special to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that, oh, you're just being insecure. No. If you say you love me, then you would honor me. You would respect me and not go out looking that way. Because if you're going to go out looking that way, how is you special to me if every man has access to you in right. that way? And I just think that that's the boundary that a lot of times men have. Unless you're on my arm and you're with me, that's one thing. But if you're going to just go out and be in such an environment that's going to easily promote men coming up and hitting on you, you know this, and yet you're going to look away. That's going to eat, like, men are going to holler at you if you have on a pair of jeans and a big t-shirt. So if you mm-hmm. got on something where your butt, they can see every crease in your body.
Right.
It's easy. It's easy. Right. And you know that. Like, listen, women know that. Women know that men will easily give them attention based on how they look, how they're dressed. And so it's like, don't go put yourself in that environment and then tell me that, you know, I'm being insecure. Well, no, that's a boundary. Because like I said, if you're special to me, then I don't want you to be special to everybody else because they shouldn't have access to you as I do. You know, if you're going to honor me and love me and respect me, then, you know, and here's the thing, like, some women be like, I want to be protected. Well, going to put yourself out there isn't you wanting protection. And some women say, well, I can dress however I want. I can do whatever I want. And, you know, that's not protection. That's controlling. Well, once the man slaps your butt, you're going to look at me like, babe, or you're going to come home like, babe, this man grabbed me, you know, and I'm like, well, why were you there? Mm-hmm. Why would you dress that way? Doesn't give him a right at all to be scandalous and disrespectful and disgusting and grab a woman or touch a woman in such a way that he shouldn't. He don't know her. And even if he did, he shouldn't touch her inappropriately.
Right.
So let me just clear that out. But you putting yourself in an environment that you know is going to bring about that. And unfortunately, you can't stop, you know, people from being and doing the things that they shouldn't do. And the only way to stop it is not to put yourself in those environments where that's going to happen, unless, like I said, you're with your man, and that's different. But if you're going to promote that by carrying yourself a certain way and being in certain environments, then you're going to get that. Like, you can't deny that you're going to get that. And so sometimes a man, our protection for our women comes from a place of saying, "Hey, baby, I don't know that you need to dress like that going out. You know, I'm not trying to control you or anything, but you know, I don't like the way that you're dressed, because it's going to bring about men, you know, hating on you or touching you or wanting, you know what I mean?" And so mm-hmm. sometimes the protection comes in that way. The protection isn't always, I'm going to punch somebody if they say something wrong to my girl.
Right.
Because if a guy called you out your name, you're going to wish I was there to fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if a guy like, dang, you're beautiful. You look good, you know, because you got your stuff propped up and you know, you ain't gonna want me to fight him. You ain't gonna feel like you need protection then. You're gonna say, oh, thank you. You know, you're gonna smile and say thank you. Right? You know what I mean? So, like, I think women have to understand that sometimes that protection comes in ways that to them may look like it's us controlling, but it's not controlling. And I think that we have to be mature enough to say, you know what, maybe my man has a point, you know.
Let me start out by saying this, right? Ladies, would you want your man to, you know, be at the gym or be at a club or whatever with his, and if you know he's physically fit, same difference. Physically fit, arms out. These days, some men may wear a crop top. You can see abs. is out for women to look at and see. And if these women came at your spouse that was dressed like this, you got a spouse that's looking like a Hollywood model.
Yeah.
They coming to talk to him. You gonna feel, are you necessarily gonna feel comfortable with him dressed like that? Yeah. I'll even go a step further. Gray sweatpants. In the fall time.
Yeah.
Ladies getting a whole view.
This guy.
Just saying. Might as well call it out. Everybody else is. Gray sweatpants. Yeah. That's all I need to say.
Yeah.
Ladies out here getting a whole view.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel about that? See, the reason why I did the reverse is because so we have a genuine understanding of standards and practices. Now, everybody got different rules and regulations, and people are more liberal than others. Fine, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, if there's boundaries set that both of you have, those need to be articulated and set. Do not do the toxic thing of, oh, I'm going to hold this against him for months, or I'm going to hold this against her for months, and when the opportunity comes, I'm going to throw it up in my spouse's face, and I got her, and it's all going to be good, and then she's going to have to, I'm going to sit it back over here and laugh at it. No. You starting to break up is what you start. It's not good. Yeah. That's not a good, that's toxic. That's like Blueface, Krishan Rock type of attitude and movement and that stuff that we just don't need to do.
Yeah. And I also think that, too, we just have to be mindful that you can't get into a relationship and want your cake and eat it, too. There's going to be things you're going to have to sacrifice. And if you say you love your person the way that you love your person, there's going to be things that you just have to be willing to do to make sure your person know that you love them. It's not so much of what you say, but it's what you do. And I think what we have to understand is that Jesus didn't just say he loved us. He showed it by doing the ultimate act of love, sacrifice, giving him his life, laying down his life so that we can live and that we can have a choice in this world, right? And he showed that example. And I think that we need to think about that and we need to follow after that. Like, stop just saying, I have my person and I love them, yet you love them, but your actions don't line up. I think that when you love somebody, your actions should line up and you should, you know, honor them, respect them, and show that and be willing to sacrifice for that person that you are saying that you love. And also understand that that same love and sacrifice that you want from your partner is the same thing you have to reciprocate. You can't ask for it if you're not going to be willing to give it. It works both ways, and that's the only way the relationship will work.
I think a lot of women are confused about this, right? I think a lot of women are confused with when a man is apprehensive about certain things and he's trying to figure out the answers to certain things. He has questions. Some women will assume, oh, he's afraid of commitment. Maybe because of a past hurt or past. No. He's not afraid of commitment. He's afraid of committing to the wrong person because what happens in certain situations.
This man preaching.
What happens in certain situations when you're not getting what you want?
Yeah.
What happens in certain situations when y'all are not getting what you want? I can sit over here, me and Neil, we tight, we friends. From a friendship standpoint, I can turn around, I can give Neil whatever he wants. The minute I can't do the second favor, or I'd be like, or it's like, hey, Neil, I know you wanted this, but I can't do this right now. I know you wanted that favor, but I can't do this favor right now because I'm handling this, this, and this. That's when the true test of character comes because you're not getting what you want at that moment.
You may
want it right now. You may be anxious for it, but it's like, you ain't getting this right now. How are you going to handle that?
Yeah.
How are you going to handle, babe, I'm just not in the mood for it tonight. I just want to relax. How are you going to handle that?
Yeah.
How are you going to handle moments he don't feel like talking? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle moments where he needs 20 minutes of quiet time to gather his thoughts? How are you going to handle that? Yes, I know you had a terrible day and you want to talk about it, but I need these 20, 30 minutes to myself and not hear nothing. How are you going to handle it? how you gonna handle the idea that, hey, I need to express to you these things that I'm not happy with, and these are things that I don't like that you're doing, and I have to express it. I'm not coming at you hateful, but I have to express this.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle dealing with that type of correction?
Yeah.
How are you going to handle dealing with that?
It's funny you said that, because I was watching another podcast, and I heard a gentleman saying that he feels like women want their man to be emotionally intelligent until being emotionally intelligent comes against them, or the man has to express himself about them, and then it no longer turns into a man expressing himself and being open and vulnerable, but it then turns to how can you say that to me? It's about her feelings, and now his feelings is easily dismissed because what he said offended her, and it's no longer, hey babe, I want you to express yourself because I know it's hard for you sometimes and I want to be sensitive to your feelings and your emotions. But then it turns to, wait a minute, what about me? How dare you say that to me? And now the man never really gets to express himself because now he got to be sensitive to her feelings.
And he's always going to remember the day that he got shut down. And that's what starts a breakup relationship. So ladies, please take into account what we're saying. This is not all women are bad, all women are this, all women are that. This is not a gender war. This is not a rant where we dismiss y'all.
Yeah.
We need you to listen to this and understand these are our concerns. These are the things that we need you to understand. The reason why we're being so vocal and public about this is because we want to see people actually come together and last. There's too many people, and I know this is another topic for another time. There is too many people trying to figure out a definition as to what they think marriage is and as to what they think dating is because they can't handle one-on-one partnership. So they got to come up with these little fancy other words and these fancy other little systems to salvage or to put a Band-Aid on an open wound over relationships that they never even overcame, or trauma and this and that. So now we're going to sit over there and now we're going to try to reinvent a structure when all the while it's really you just want your cake and eat it too and you're selfish.
Yeah. And let me just say this before you close. I think that what we have to, here's some of the advice. If you don't learn anything else, if you don't take anything else from what we talked about today, please take this. Understand that the physical attraction, it fades. It doesn't last forever. You're going to always think that your person is beautiful and you're going to always be into them because you're going to remember why you looked at them and said, wow, you're beautiful, you're handsome, whatever. But the physical attraction gets old. So I want to encourage people that in the beginning, look beyond the physical attraction and really, truly have hard conversations, really get to know one another, really dig deep and really find out who are you with? Like, who are you sitting across the table from having a conversation with every night or every day, however you do it? But really get to know the person that you are thinking or considering doing life with, and don't just look at the physical attraction, because the physical attraction can easily blind you if you are not aware. So I'm just encouraging you to be aware, like dig deep, look at the red flags and address the red flags. Don't look at the red flags and be like, I'm out. No, look at the red flags and see if that person is willing to adjust and change and pivot on some of those things that you see that maybe you want to speak to that you don't like or agree with. And I just want to say, dig deeper. Don't just look at the physical attraction and get caught up in that and then get with someone and be in a relationship for a long period of time. And it's just, you know, you're going through hell with this person because you didn't really truly get to know them. And you was more caught up in the physical attraction. So.
Yeah. And also, ladies, please take time to listen. It's very important. When a man feels appreciated and he feels like he can be open and tell you stuff and you not, that is huge. The reason why I keep reiterating that, because some of y'all don't realize how huge that is. That is huge for us. If I can tell you something and you don't throw it up in my face a week, a year later, that speaks volumes. That actually speaks more to your character. So I would just encourage you guys to, when topics do come up and you guys have to have a discussion, and the discussion may put you in a situation where you're getting corrected, just take the correction, try to figure out a compromise, try to figure out a point of solution, and then move forward as a unit. Yeah. Or if you can't find a compromise, if you can't find a solution, then figure out a way to maturely part ways. No social media blast and none of this. Peacefully part ways. That is what men are looking for. So with that being said, this has been another edition of Why Do You Airstrike. We'll be back next week with another episode. You guys take care.